News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, onto matters much more serious. People before profit are calling for price caps on essential food such as milk and bread. Could this be the solution to tackling the cost of living crisis for households struggling to make ends meet? We're joined by People Before Profit TD and Dublin MEP candidate Breed Smith and Cormac Lucy, economics columnist with the Sunday Times and independent local election candidate for Dunleary Council. Cormac Lucy, to you first. Good idea or a bad idea?
I think it's a bad idea. I think politicians commanding businesses how to operate is generally a bad idea. I think we should ensure competition and then let the winner prevail. If you look at Tesco's accounts, their gross profit margin, the difference between the price they sell at and the price they buy at is just over 5%. So if you buy something in Tesco for 10 euros, on average, Tesco would have paid 9 euros 43 for what they've put on the shelf. And that's a very thin margin. That is the result of a very efficient system. We can't stop costs. You know, we can't be like King Canute commanding the tide to go back and picking on this cost to stay there and that cost to go there. We have to allow competition work for us. And if politicians keep telling businesses how to do that, it will mitigate the effect of that and deny us the benefit.
Breed Smith, are you King Canute trying to hold back the tide?
Well, I think King Canute and particularly the CEO of Tesco's is doing very nicely. Thank you very much. There was a report in the Sunday Business Post on Sunday that he has earned in the last year 427 times the average wage of a worker in Tesco. That's grossly obscene. And this is the sort of profit margins and remuneration of those at the top whom Cormac says, let the winner win and competition flow. It doesn't work for ordinary people. And reports from Bernardo's, which show the child poverty levels rising, which show parents struggling to be able to feed their children the basics, potato, rice, olive oil, frozen vegetables, milk, eggs, butter, pasta, size pans, all of those things have gone up on average out of 20% over the last period of time, but some of them much higher than others. 23.5% for olive oil, potatoes 70.3%. Ordinary people and those who are most vulnerable in society are being fleeced for the profits of these companies.
Okay, Cormac Lucy,
and
how
if
about
you don't
that?
Control
I
the
just
crisis,
want to bring Cormac back
continue.
In, Breed. Cormac, how about that? Ordinary punters are getting fleeced here.
It's entirely open to Breed and her colleagues to open up their own retail chain and offer goods at a cheaper price than these people who they allege are fleecing others. We have that in Britain. We have a co-op chain of shops, not particularly well attended, not particularly price competitive. Playing the man or the woman at the top of the organisation, if we look at Michael O'Leary, who would be a better known executive, he's very well paid, but he has revolutionised travel. And far from making ordinary people's lives worse, he has extended their horizons by making international air travel something every day rather than a privilege for the few, which it was when I was growing up.
Let Breed come back in.
Well, we're being very selective here, both of us, but I'm on the side of those who are worst affected. More than one in four parents, 26%, in a Bernardo survey showed last November only that they did not have enough food to feed their children at some point last year. And we're not talking about luxury goods, we're talking about the basics. The recently published Child Poverty Monitor report showed that more than one in five children experienced enforced deprivation last year. Now, the companies like Musgrave's and Supervalue and Tesco's, who are making vast profits, are being asked here with this bill to set a cap price on the very essentials that people need to be able to feed their children. It's not a massively revolutionary concept. The Irish government had such a concept operating in the 1970s during the oil crisis when they had to keep
Cormac,
prices
how about
down.
That? We've done it before. We did it in the 70s and 80s.
Breed is suggesting that a private sector area, retail, should fix a public sector problem, welfare. She's asking that somebody else fix a problem that rightly falls into the arena of herself and other public representatives. It's not down to the car industry or the air travel industry or the retail industry to fix welfare problems. It's down to the state and people like Breed to do that.
Breed?
I didn't mention private jets or cars. I talked about bread and butter issues that are affecting children, and 26% of them in this state. Now, the fact that prices have gone through the roof for ordinary people, as have profits for those who sell them, is an issue for politicians. It is not an issue for just saying, oh, that's the way the market works. Let a thousand flowers bloom and he who comes out on top do best. That's an issue for politicians. Unfortunately, our government are not tackling it, despite the fact that last year Neil Richmond told us in the Dáil that he would call in the supermarket chains and speak to them and make sure that their prices were being
very quick,
controlled.
Very quick, that final word. Happened. Very quick, final word, Cormac Lucy.
I worked in Eastern Germany shortly after German reunification, cleaning up the wreckage of command economy politics of the sort that Breed is advocating. We want free markets that function. That's what people actually want, even if some of the symptoms that flow from that system are poor, are work badly for some
okay,
people.
Breed,
it's the job of the state.
Breed, are we going back to East Germany here?
This is nonsense, absolute nonsense. What we are looking at here is the system gone out of control with absolutely no fairness or justice or equality on it. And I'll just re-quote the fact that earnings over the last 3 years for you know, whether they're social welfare, and this isn't just about people on welfare, this is also about people who are working and earning money on low pay. Earnings have gone up 7%. Cost of living has gone up much more than that,
okay.
But the cost of essential foodstuffs has gone up 20%. That is not matching what people are taking in.
Breed Smith, Cormac Lucy, thanks to both of you for joining us. What do you make of it all? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.